Now we have come to stanza number 64 of the chapter on patience of Bodhichayavatara. And now one of the most difficult things to be patient about is if people harm or destroy things that's related to our faith, and also they harm our dear and near ones. So when that happens, what we have to think is like this. Even those who vilify and undermine the sacred doctrine, images and stupas are not proper objects of our anger. Buddhas are themselves untouched thereby. So, if somebody destroys like the sacred books, our sacred books or canons, our images like Buddha images and things like that, and stupas, and then I feel that I cannot forgive them because they destroy something that is the source of lots of good for the world, and so therefore I must not be patient with them. But here, from the Bodhisattva's point of view, say, even those people are not the object of our anger. They are object of our compassion. Now, this is not to say, of course, that we should be happy that they destroy them. We should try to do whatever we can so that they don't destroy those things. But if they do, then Buddhas are themselves untouched by thereby. Actually, if somebody destroys the image of the Buddha, it doesn't really harm the Buddha, because Buddhas are not harmable. And the images of the Buddha, or the statues of the Buddha, or stupas of the Buddha, are not really Buddha, so therefore it would not hurt the Buddhas anyway. And also, the Buddhas are untouchable by any kind of hurt and sufferings. So therefore, you know, we do not need to be so angry about those. We have to be, feel compassion, because those people who are doing those things, are doing a very negative thing out of ignorance, out of hatred, so therefore maybe out of greed, and so they are committing a negative deed, which the result of which will be very painful for them in the long run. So they are not the object of anger and hatred, but they are anger of compassion, because they are creating causes for their own suffering and problem. So therefore, you know, of course we should try to stop them doing those things, but not with anger and not with hatred, but with compassion. And because if I have too much anger and hatred, then I'm myself committing the same kind of mistakes or the wrongdoings that they are doing, so I become same with them. So even, you know, this is from Buddhist point of view, that even somebody is destroying, you know, the Buddha images, the Buddha, you know, this is what happened. Historically, sometimes people say that it was a big mistake. When foreigners attacked the Nalanda University and destroyed, you know, the university and all the Buddhist institutions and killed all the monks and burnt all the literature which they had to burn for more than 1 year. So at that time, all the monks, they say that if each of the monks took out a brick and threw at the enemy, they could have vanquished the enemy, because the population of the monks was so big at that time, and the population of the attackers were much less. But they didn't do that. They didn't do any violence. The monks were set in rows, and then they were beheaded one after another. Nobody fought with them. Nobody did any violence against anybody. And this way, the Buddhism or Buddhist institutions were destroyed in India, but the Buddhist principles remained in the world. And that's the fact of the history. So what he's saying is, maybe I don't know whether that was the right thing to do or not. That's another way of looking at things. But it is not good, it is not right to create too much hatred and anger. But even if you try to do something to stop this, you have to do it with compassion. And even if our teachers, relatives and friends are now the object of aggression. Now, sometimes another very difficult thing to be patient about is that if people attack our own teachers, our own very dear relatives and dear friends, then what should we do? And he says that even then it is not object of our aggression. Now here, you know, it is not to say that we should not do anything. That's very, very clear. We should do everything that is possible to protect our teachers, our relatives, our friends. But brooding a really deep hatred and anger is very harmful for my side and for other side. We have seen this kind of the hatred begets hatred, love begets love, and when one side hates and does an aggressive action, then the other side does the same with hatred, a more aggressive action, and then it kind of goes on like a ping pong. This way more aggression, that way more aggression, and in this kind of exchange of aggression and exchange of harm, all people, you know, connected with this, gets hurt, gets harmed, generation after generation, you know, we have seen wars going on, conflicts going on for generation after generation, for hundreds of years, for sometimes even 1,000 years. What good it is, what good does it do? The hatred does not bring love. Hatred does not bring peace. Hatred brings only hatred. So we need to stop this hatred if we want to bring peace, if we want to bring justice, if we want to bring peace and well-being. If somebody does something wrong, and then I respond to that with the same kind of wrong, or with aggression, or with hatred, and then we have started a long kind of unending cycle of aggression and hatred. So therefore, if we can think a little bit more wisely, if we can be a little bit more wiser, we have to be patient and try to stop that ongoing aggression. And somebody has to stop it. So therefore, if I can do it, I should be very happy with that. And also, you know, if somebody does something wrong, something negative, something harmful, whether it's to me or my dear ones, the reason why that happens is not just that particular person is bad or, you know, something like that. All drives from factors, as we have explained, everything has the long causes, long kind of sequence of causes and conditions. So therefore, we cannot just blame one person or one incident. There is, you know, lots of causes and lots of conditions, and some of them could be our own doing. Sometimes it can be also something in our own negative actions of the past or something like that. So therefore, you know, it is not correct, it is not right that the person who is at the end of this, at the immediate kind of cause of this problem, actually, you know, might be doing it out of just compulsion. You know, it is like when the Chinese attacked Tibet and lots of people died. And then most of the soldiers that came, they were very young like children, you know. And they had to do this because they were, you know, they were forced to do it. So should we hate those young people who themselves suffer so much? And if we kill them, I mean, it's just another young individual who were forced to, you know, to come and unwillingly, actually, many of them came to Tibet and they were forced to do those things. So it's no use killing them. It's no use hating them. Even if you kill many of them, it would not even help to stop those things. So therefore, there are lots of causes and conditions. And so therefore, just the immediate, you know, cause or immediate agent of the harm or problem may be not really responsible. Maybe responsible to some extent, but there are so many pressures, so many strong kind of unavoidable, causes and effects that it's, this person is completely a victim. So therefore, it's not useful to it's not right to hate them too much. So therefore, you know, we have to understand this and be able to think a little bit more spaciously and more widely, and then we feel more patient. Beings suffer injury alike from lifeless things as well as living things. So why be angry only with the latter? Rather, let us simply bear with harm. You know, we always have injuries, suffer injuries. Some harmful things happen because of lifeless things like earthquakes or, you know, floods or, you know, landslides or, you know, fires and things like that. And then sometimes we can also be harmed by people, living beings, whether it's animals or human beings and things like that. Usually we are not angry at the nature. We don't get hateful and things like that, because there is nothing that we can be angry at. We cannot be hateful at the water, or hateful at the mountain, or hateful at the clouds, or anything like that. We can't, because it's a lifeless thing. It's caused by causes and conditions. But we actually are very hateful to those living beings. But it's not, you know, so why be angry only with the latter? It's not, you know, these natural disasters also are caused by all kind of consequences of causes and conditions. And then that particular disaster happens, and I or my loved ones happen to be there at that time, and therefore we are injured, or we go through these difficulties. And in the same way, you know, even the negative things done by the living beings are also has a long consequences of causes and effects, and at that moment then all those causes and conditions ripen, and then, you know, this action happens. So therefore, you know, it is not just that person whom we have to be so hateful about, because that person's or the person's action is also compelled by many causes and conditions. So therefore, understanding this, we have to understand this. And we have to see, if somebody who is doing a negative thing or harmful thing is also somebody who has been, you know, compelled by consequences or the sequence of causes and conditions. And so therefore, we have to see that person also rather like a victim. And therefore, you know, we have to be patient. So if I can see like this, if I can understand like this, then I would feel more patient and able to forbear the problems with more, you know, tolerance, and our mind can be a little bit more patient and relaxed. So therefore, we can think properly and take actions. It's not that we should not do anything. We should do things. We should try to make things better. We should try to bring harmony, try to end suffering, try to, you know, prevent harm, not only to our near and dear ones, but everybody. But then that would not happen just by hatred and anger and intolerance and impatience. So therefore, we have to be more clear and think long term, and think with more clarity. So I think I'll stop here. It is stanza number 66. Thank you.